Young students of the Zachary Primary School in Zachary Village, 40 kilometers outside Kano City, greet visitors to their classroom. In Nigeria's Muslim-dominated northern state of Kano, boys continue to outnumber girls in primary schools, but by a slimmer margin than in previous years.
My name is Yusuf Sadiq. I teach at Rimu Negesi Primary School, one of the selected primary schools by Compass. 2006-2007, boys, we have 104. Girls, we have 82 as our enrollment in class 1. 2007-2008, we have boys 64, male, we have 57. That is why I told you we have no accommodation. That is why the enrollment was getting very low. But 2008, academic session, boys will have 105, girls will have 94. You see, that is a very big development, if you could see.
And the gender gap is closing as Yakubu Suleiman, assistant head teacher of the public primary school in Zachary Village, told VOA.
Each class, we're having at least 90 pupils inside. Okay. So if you go, you can see that only the difference may be 5 to 6 or 10. Difference between female and male. It's increasing, of course, it's increasing. Even the enrollment as a whole is trying to catch up.
Official figures say primary school intake has more than doubled in Nigeria since the introduction of free primary education in 2001. But with no substantial increase in funding, the school system deteriorated. Alhaji Nuhugaya heads a group of volunteers known as Community Coalition in the rural community of Gayakudu, 64 kilometers from Kano City. They work under a community-run project supported by USAID and its Nigeria affiliate, Compass. The group is working to improve the quality of basic education and boost girls' school enrollment.
With regard to basic education, we realize that we have overcrowding large population of pupils, about 150 in some classes, 100. So we discuss at what we call community dialogue. List our problem with regard to education, so we realize we have shortage of classrooms, furnitures, teachers, teaching facilities, untrained teachers in our primary schools.
Over the past 3 years, a number of primary schools in Kano have been rehabilitated and the quality of teaching improved under the Compass Initiative.
My name is Magaji Ibrahim, and this school is a Kreyema special model primary school, and I'm the assistant headmaster of the school. And before the coming of this campus into the school, we lack most of the pupils because there is no enrollment. But with the coming of this campus, the school was renovated. If you can look at the school was clearly renovated. Furnitures were brought to the school. Ceiling pans were brought. And even you can see some of the interesting things which were placed by campus, which arouse the interest of our pupils toward coming to the school.
And one critical area of intervention is the provision of toilet facilities in a truly conservative and predominantly Muslim community, where lack of separate toilet facilities for boys and girls is a major obstacle to girls' school enrollment. Haji Agaya Abdullahi speaks for the Kano State Universal Basic Education Board.
Many of the schools that Compass is working with, they have additional toilets being built, which they enabling the school to have separate toilets for girls and for boys. That will also prompt the girl child to be going to the school. And also the even in the teaching itself, where the teacher will let a girl child to participate in the class activities, that will also prompt them to be coming to the schools and also to have an increased enrollment. Not only toilets, but even water facilities have been available in many of these schools.
And parents in beneficiary communities are no longer having second thoughts about sending their daughters to school. 60-year-old Gaya Bello had just returned to Gabasa village. After 40 years in Kano, he had come to the local primary school to register his 5-year-old daughter, Amina, and had an advice for parents in a region where girls are married off early at the expense of their education.
I think religion is the main factor that make our people to think that way. But to be sincere and to be frank with you, female students are not supposed to be withdrawn from schools. As far as I'm concerned, I will advise any person to allow his daughter maybe to reach whatever level of education he would want to, because I'm sure it will help the community much better than.
The new basic education interventions are designed to improve the quality of education for 500,000 primary school students in public and Islamic schools in Kano, Nasarawa, and Lagos. Local education officials, parents, and students say the program is so successful that it should be extended to other schools across Nigeria. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.